Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Happy Friday. Sam Crowley, it's the Every Day Saturday podcast. Welcome back. It's Random Download Friday. We started this 3 weeks ago. This is our third Random Download. I just grip it and rip it, hit record. What's on my mind? The motivation, the inspiration. Let it flow. Let it flow. I hope your morning's off to a great start, evening, afternoon, wherever this podcast finds you all around the world. You know, it's funny. I was looking at the downloads of where this podcast goes to, and I can't even pronounce some of the countries, and that's not a shocker if you know anything about me. I have a bad time pronouncing most of the states in the U.S., but it is just amazing, just absolutely amazing that I'm speaking into my phone right now with a little microphone attached to the end of it. It's a Shure MV88. For those of you looking to podcast and you don't want a studio, this is the beauty. Like, I'm speaking in L.A. next week. Go to everydaysaturday.com/LA event if you want to. I don't think there's going to be many people there. We're filming it, and it's for a product. So it's going to be in a theater. There's myself and four other speakers there, and we're filming the event for a product launch. So I don't think there's actually going to be a lot of people. You probably scoop a ticket if you're going to be near LA, that is. And it's going to be a pretty cool event. Five social media thought leaders out there talking, teaching, preaching. I'll be the one preaching the Everyday Saturday Gospel. But it's funny, you don't need an expensive studio. This is a Shure MV88, S-H-U-R-E, M as in Mike, V as in Victor, 88. And it plugs into the end of your iPhone. And it's a better sound quality than any other podcast I've ever tried to do. Now, I did have this really expensive studio a few years ago in my basement where I had 1,400... Let me humble brag, right? 1,400 finished square feet of basement. But it didn't. This is just as good. And the reason I do this and I make it so easy, because it's the way I do everything. I want zero barrier to entry to be able to do something, or at least make it the least amount of resistance. And to be able to podcast, to literally put a microphone at the end of your iPhone and just start talking with amazing quality, I might add. I've listened to this back a couple times. And just check out the sound quality, and it's really good. I mean, you're listening to it right now. It may be up or down a little bit here. Guys, it doesn't matter. That's why I talked about sloppy over sexy the other day. Remember, it's just about getting it out the door. It's not about critiquing it and subjectively pencil whipping this thing until you get it just right. It's not about that, man. You don't even have time for that crap. And I'm not saying you're going to put bad content out there. It's going to be good because it's coming from your heart, you know? So I think a lot of people... by the way, got to also mention, book your 30-minute power call with me. Go to launchwithsam.com, launchwithsam.com. I want to talk to you about launching your dream right now. If you're ready, let's do it. Don't put very many barriers to entry in your way. Would you rather run with the wind in your face or with the wind at your back? And that's kind of the way I teach marketing, mindset, and money, and everything in between. And, of course, the big one, momentum, is having the wind at your back most of the time. It's just so much easier to live life. You ever go for a run when you're running into the wind? It's tough, man. Makes it like you never want to run again outside. Running with the wind at your back, it's like, wow, I'm in the Olympics. This is great. So thinking about that, recording, getting your content out there, and I'm looking at where all these downloads are coming from, countries I've never heard of them. I got to go back in there and look, because I got to say some of the ones. You've probably heard of them, but I haven't. Where I'm getting 1-2 downloads a day from, and you wouldn't even think these places have Wi-Fi. They are fourth world countries, you know, but people want information. They're craving for information. And if you're not putting information out there, your intellectual property, your life experience, and it can be literally anything. It can be anything. There's no wrong answers. The only bad answer, if somebody were to say, Sam, What's the one thing I shouldn't talk about or teach about or train people about or sell on the internet? What's the one thing I should really stay away from? And it's a very simple answer. Something that you're not passionate about, because everything else is in play. Everything else is on the table. Everything else is solid gold when you want to get it out there, because it's only stuff that you're passionate about. You're not going to talk about stuff you don't know anything about. I mean, well, look, is there anybody out there that's talking about things they don't know about? Okay, I'll give you that. But that's not the Everyday Saturday method. The Everyday Saturday method is get jacked up, understand that you've got the power of this community behind you. I don't know if you knew we have a free Facebook group, Sam Crowley's group of doers, dreamers, and entrepreneurs. You can go ahead and join that group. I also go live on Facebook on my business page every single day. So I do a podcast and a Facebook Live every day. You can check it out, the Everyday Saturday Facebook page. Just go to Facebook.com/Everyday is Saturday. You know, in setting all these things up, whether I set them up a couple of years ago or 15 years ago, it's still with the same thought, and that is to push as much positive content out there to help people plow through Monday, plow through Tuesday, and cruise through Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to get to Saturday. And it is possible. It absolutely is possible. We're seeing people inside of our community. Man, I'd love to give a shout out to all my coaching clients, but I know I'm going to forget one. So you know what happens when you start naming names, you forget some person, and it's the person who you love the most sometimes. And so I don't want to name specific names, but what I'm going to start doing is I'm going to start highlighting these coaching clients and the huge leaps forward that they're making in their brand and in their business and in their mindset. I think to a person, every single person I work with would say, man, when I started working with Sam on day one, my mindset was this way. And I didn't think I could do it. I was a little bit sketchy on the details. I was a little bit iffy if I had it in me. And now I don't even recognize that person I was just a few months ago. I think every single client would say that to a person. They would look into a camera and say that. And that is the ultimate goal, I think, of anybody who is out there trying to help people, is that you want to know that you want to get them from point A to where? To point B. That's it. You don't want to overpromise, you know? It's better to underpromise and then overdeliver to them when it's all said and done. It's better to be very comfortable in your zone of genius. And this is the really huge part. All right. I think you really need to understand this concept, this whole zone of genius thing I talk about, is that everybody has one. It's not like, you know, well, only certain people. Now, let me tell you who would have a zone of genius. You got to live in a certain demographic. You got to make a certain amount of money. You got to be this. But no. You listening to this podcast right now, you have a zone of genius. Now, whether you believe that or not, that's where the mindset comes in. That's why you booked the call at launchwithsam.com. That's why we talk, so I can show you where your zone of genius lies. And when you're ready to move forward, that's when everything starts. It's like a big flywheel that starts to turn. And when you get this big flywheel, what happens? You got all these little wheels inside of it, but it takes so much to turn that big wheel, and inside all the other gears are going, how much? They're going like a million miles an hour, but it takes this huge flywheel to just turn one inch to get everything going. And that's the zone of genius in your mind. You get all those gears going in your mind. You start thinking, I believe this, man. I do believe this, actually. Why do you believe it? Because you take action. And you start to see a little bit, one of the four components of the momentum code, vision, action, results, belief. You take a little bit of action, and when you take a little bit of action, you see a little bit of results. And when you see a little bit of results, now you start thinking, yeah, all right, okay, I think I do have this zone of genius that Crowley keeps preaching about. I actually think I'm onto something. Why? Because somebody's going to give you feedback. It's going to be positive feedback. It's going to be, man, that was really good. And your first response is going to be like mine back in the day. Really? I remember getting emails from people like, dude, this stuff's amazing. I'm like, really? Because all I was ever told is I was just a moron. I mean, really, literally. I mean, I remember the guy, I used to work at the Parks Department in Bradford back when I was 18, 19 years old, mowing lawns, picking up garbage, all that stuff. And I broke, you guys heard this podcast. If you're an old listener, I would know how long you've been listening if you already knew this story. You would have to have been listening at least 8 years to this. But my boss said, Crowley, you're stupid from the ankles up. I'm thinking, huh, that doesn't leave a whole hell of a lot of room to be smart. I'm thinking, what's below the ankles? Not much there. Okay. Well, that's some positive reinforcement right there, because I broke a lawnmower blade, and the thing went flying down the street like a damn helicopter. Thank God it didn't hit anybody. We were mowing lawns out in a park, and I ran over. There was a spike in the ground that a telephone pole used to be attached to, but it wasn't there anymore, but the spike was. I ran it over. I don't know if you've ever seen a lawnmower blade get cut in half and get removed from the bottom of the mower. Now, this was 1986 or 1987, so it's not like it was one of these self-propelled mowers. Damn, we mowed a lot of lawns without these self-propelled mowers. How did we ever do that? And it went shooting down the street. And I had to sheepishly put it in the back of the truck, drive the truck back to our command station, for lack of a better word, where all the mowers were and weed eaters and all that stuff. Hey, boss, had a problem there. Look at underneath the mower there. And so he looked. He's like, hey, McCrowley, you're stupid from the ankles up. How'd you not see that? I'm like, whoa, buddy. I'm hitting $4 an hour. Mowing lawns 8 hours a day, picking up garbage. Probably not going to be doing this for the rest of my life. So I'm just going to kind of let that go like water off a duck's back. That old criticism about being stupid from the ankles up. But man, you know what that does? That type of stuff, that drove me to never, ever settle in life, or else I'd have a job like that, working for a guy like that the rest of my life. That is what incentivizes me to keep going. That's why I left my job at 37, making $100,000 a year. Left everything behind, the health insurance, all that stuff. That's why I left, because I never wanted to work for somebody else. I just couldn't do it. It's not because I thought that I was better than them. I thought I had so much more inside of me. I thought I had just so much more to get. And maybe it was just naivete, man. Maybe it was just this irrational bliss of not even knowing that I should be worried. But man, there's power. I think that's when you're the most dangerous. You're the most dangerous when you just think you can do anything. And people are afraid of that, man. And you're going to get people in your inner circle that are afraid of that. But man, you become dangerous when you stop thinking about what other people think. You become dangerous when you think, what the hell could go wrong? You know, ignorance can be bliss sometimes. I'll tell you what, you become dangerous when you start giving in to the norms of society, the group think, going with the flow. Dead fish go with the flow. You know, you become dangerous. So that's my message for you today. Become dangerous in a positive way. How the hell can you hurt anybody being out there doing positive, great things inside of your zone of genius? You're operating inside of your zone of genius with a tremendous amount of passion from your heart, trying to do good. What bad could happen? Nothing. Get out of your head or you're dead. Book your call, launchwithsam.com, and become dangerous and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.